If it were not for our five amazing sponsors, the County 10 podcast could not be possible. They include Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. They treat conditions affecting the entire body with Dr. Ryan Flatt and Dr. Stephen Elmer. They've got the only certified hand therapists in Lander, Michelle Mazur and Laura Varner. They're at 4th and Main. That's Elevate Rehab. County 10 podcast also brought to you by YDOT. They remind you to never drink and drive. It's not a good choice. DUIs could cost you financially, could cost you a job, could cost you your life or somebody else. Please never drink and drive, thanks to YDOT. Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, great spot to get a room if you're looking to stay near Lander. 24-hour a day gaming and lots of fun. That's the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. Rendezvous Dental's accepting new patients now. They're at 312 North 8th West in Riverton, soon to move to that new facility at North 8th West and Sunset. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They've got a top-notch staff at Rendezvous Dental. And the County 10 podcast made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Great Valentine's Day deals, all kinds of different packages to choose from. Let them know you heard about it on the County 10 podcast, and Janet and the great crew there will hook you up with some Valentine's Day specials. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique.
This is the County 10 podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Monday, February 10th to you. Hope you had a great weekend. We're back in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Glad to have you here for more of the County 10 podcast. Our guest today is no stranger to the 10Cast network. She hosts the Riverton Local Ladies podcast. She is a local politician. She's running again this year for House District number 55 in Riverton. And she started the Riverton Local Ladies brand a few years ago and hopes to connect folks around Riverton, business owners, community ambassadors, movers and shakers all together and tell you a little bit more about the different things going on in our community. She is Bethany Baldus. Bethany, thanks so much for being here today. If there's one person that spends as much time in this studio as me, it's definitely you. So thank you for spending more time here. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I just want to say that I needed a quiet space to come work today for some other things I'm working on. And I've really enjoyed the corner office over there.
Well, we are glad to have you. I saw you busy working away and you've been in there all day making phone calls, calling representatives and different movers and shakers around Wyoming. How was that process?
It's going pretty good. I'm really being active on the Defend Our Guard bill. It's House Bill 98, and I'm just really excited to see where it goes this year.
Any bullet points you want to provide from that bill specifically?
I think that it really is just a bill that goes back to the Constitution and wanting Congress to do its part when deploying our soldiers and using the 10th Amendment to then protect our state and the people who say that they'll protect our country and our state.
Of course, the Wyoming legislative 2020 session is coming up. It starts on the 10th, correct?
Yes.
So that's right around the corner, early next week. And you're headed to Cheyenne. What kind of is your role? What are you hoping to get out of that experience?
Really, since I'm getting ready to run again for House Rep, I just wanted to be able to have the most experience that I could ever possibly have from the outside. I think it's an important perspective that people don't always think of when they're getting ready to run for office. And I think that just having the experience of being on the outside, you can gain more experience once you're on the inside of now it's down below. It used to be behind glass. I'm pretty excited to go see the new Capitol. I went for grand opening, but to actually get to watch it work.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you're spending a huge chunk of time in Cheyenne, too. You're going to be there for the entire length of it?
That is the plan. Okay. Very good. Test run 2019 or 2020.
Yeah, very good. Let's back up real quick. You just announced that you're running again this year for House District 55. Of course, you did that a couple years ago, came up just shy, and I mean literally just shy, like a fraction of a percent. What was the decision to run again like this year? How easy or how tough was it?
Well, I would have to say that I decided to run again on November 4th, 2018. it wasn't November 4th because the election this year is November 3rd. So November 7th, 2018 is when I, honestly, we've already been going for months and we're really getting into stride of our fundraising and, man, if you thought that we had a good campaign in 2018, wait till you see what we have for 2020. In fact, on February 29th, we're going to have a big launch party at the Reach Foundation. I would love to have everybody in the community to come out. We're going to have it catered by The Roasted Bean, and it's a family-friendly event. It's free. It's just really to get the momentum of the campaign up within the community and my supporters. We'll have yard signs there ready to go for people to have. We're going to have some other goodies for people to be able to take home with them. And so it's just really going to be a good time through the community. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that event and watching the campaign progress in 2020. And I know you put a ton of energy into your campaign last time, and the story that sticks out with me, and I know you've mentioned this on Riverton Local Ladies podcast before, but you broke your leg and you still went door to door. I think you knocked on every door in Riverton. People, if people didn't know you before, they all probably know you after 2018 because you knocked on their door, or they at least saw you waving on a street corner somewhere.
Well, you know, in 2018, I had to learn the lesson of being intentional. And so hopefully I don't have to have as big a lessons in 2020, but I'm sure there will be something I need to learn. So it's just going to be that whatever's dished out is what will happen. One of the things why I really think it's so important to have such a fantastic campaign is this is what I expect. This is what I would want my representative to do. And I just think that that's an important thing that's kind of lost in our party politics anymore, of we just hide behind a party. Well, I don't get to hide. I have to be out there and I have to make sure that everybody knows who I am and that they can feel like they can trust me with their vote.
Mm-hmm. And how much of your process too is still educating people on the Libertarian Party, since that's what you run as?
You know, it's interesting. I don't feel like we have as much of a educational process here. And really, it all just comes back to, I think, Wyoming values and the fact that we just want to do our thing and have everybody else leave us alone as long as we're not hurting our neighbor or anybody else.
Yep. Yeah, very interesting. Well, congratulations on the big announcement there. And there's some details already on the launch party on the 10 guide feature at county10.com. Click that big round button. You can search for Bethany Baldess there or House District 55 or any of the keywords and find more details on that. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. And I should say this too, just because you're a 10 cast host and I consider you a friend, we will certainly open this up to other candidates who want to run for whatever respective positions and get other people in here. This is not the plug necessarily for just Bethany. She's a good friend of the 10Cast Network, but I think there is some very interesting stuff that I'm going to learn through this year in having these conversations with you and listening to local ladies about what it takes to run for office. I've always been fascinated with that process, and I'm sure we're all going to learn some really interesting things.
Well, and if you're interested, we're building the party, so we're always taking new members. And you can have any part of any role you want within the campaign. Volunteers are key to making a campaign successful. But I also wanted to make sure that people know, while I'm down in Cheyenne, for the podcast, I've kind of decided it would be fun to do some kind of legislative things to kind of get some awareness going on what happens in Cheyenne. What happens in Cheyenne should not stay in Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. So, that's never been their slogan. I live there.
No. One of the things that if people are down there to lobby a different bill, or if they're coming down to talk to representatives, come find me and we'll put it on I would love to do a podcast of just local people down there. It's one thing for the elected people to go to Cheyenne and do their job. It is a completely different thing for just anybody to drive down there, get their 5 minutes in front of the committee and then have to drive all the way home. So I really want to celebrate those people. And I think it could be a fantastic podcast.
Yeah, I think that would be really good. I'd love to hear from the people of Wyoming making their voices heard too. I will reach out to as many legislators as possible, and I know you will as well. But how should people get in touch with you? I'll say they can definitely email the 10Cast Network, and I'll get them in the right direction, 10cast@county10.com. Is there any other way to throw out there?
I've made my email as easy as possible. It's just BethanyBaldis@gmail.com, or you can call me at 307-840-0729, or wander around the Capitol building and look for my curly red hair. And then I was also going to mention the Leap in the Leadership Wyoming Women's Legislative Caucus is going to be on February 18th and 19th, and that is a fantastic program that really targets women getting into politics on any level, from volunteering to all the way up to running for office and whatnot. And I will actually be on a panel there for grassroots campaigning, what I learned going door to door.
Okay.
So that should be, if anybody is interested in that, you can find it online for at Leap into Leadership Wyoming Women's Legislative Caucus. So
okay, very good. Yeah, we'll try to link to it in the show notes and make it a whole lot easier. This is a budget session.
Yes.
What's the difference between a budget session?
That is a fantastic question, and I can honestly say
it started like a politician answer. great question, Jared. Let me answer that by asking you this.
But so the biggest difference is that they really need to be focusing on the budget. Wyoming is unique that they have a budget session. And so for this 2020 year, for any bill that is not within the budget, it has to go through a majority vote first. So in the House, you have to get 60 votes for a bill to hit the floor, and then go to committee, and then go to the floor to be debated, get its three votes, and then go to the Senate. So it's that extra step is a pretty intense moment, because things kind of need to be already figured out beforehand. So
yeah, very interesting there. What's coming up with Riverton Local Ladies? I know since you're in Cheyenne, you have at least a substitute host here filling in, and then you're, like we have mentioned, doing a few things too for the podcast from down there.
Yep. So I'm hoping to have a podcast focusing with the Wyoming Women's Legislature Caucus. They are 18 strong, I believe. And so I think that there's a lot of really awesome voices to be heard from around the state, one being Andy Clifford, who is the representative outside of town here. And but then beyond that, just pretty much seeing what happens, I'm hoping to have a legislative update for you, and Valleysburg is going to host my work in progress podcast this month, and I am so excited for the guest that we have coming to you guys. Alyssa Saltzgaver is amazing, and I think she's going to have a lot of insight.
Cool. Podcast has been really, really good, and I can't wait for legislative reports and to hear more from Val as well. Anything else you got coming up that we need to plug or know about, or shout outs you want to give, or recipes?
I'm not a recipe person. Ask my mom.
fair.
If it doesn't go in the Instapot or air fryer, I'm probably not doing it. That's the new microwave, right?
Instapot's a lifesaver, yeah.
Yeah. You get to make homemade meals, but they're not microwaved. So I think that's probably about it. But, you know, I have to say, our community always has so many things going on, and there are just as many events coming up. So just make sure that you're checking the 10 guide and get into everything that you can.
Yeah. All right. So I want to talk more national politics with you at some point and other things going on. I'm really interested to know kind of the step-by-step of the campaign, but we'll look forward to that as we get a little bit closer to spring and summer, and look forward to your legislative reports.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jared.
The 2020 Wyoming legislative budget session begins today, Monday, in Cheyenne. If you're making the trip down there to voice an opinion or just watch the proceedings, or even if you're just hanging out in Cheyenne, stop Bethany and say hi to her. I'm sure she'd be glad to talk and be glad to get you on a podcast if you've got strong opinions one way or the other on a different bill. And she'll be bringing us, like she said, some legislative reports. So I'm excited for that as we continue here through this legislative session over the next few weeks. And don't forget to check out the Riverton Local Ladies podcast. You can subscribe to that on your favorite podcast app or check it out on the 10Cast Network. I want to thank Bethany for coming in today. Going to be a little bit of a strange week again here on the 10Cast Network. I promise we'll get these shows down at a regular pace here for you at some point, but it's not going to be this week. We'll have kind of an abbreviated County 10 podcast run this week. We may have a couple of guest hosts, and we're also going to start working on a brand new show that's going to cover an area in Fremont County that, frankly, hasn't been covered very well before. So we will give you more details on that as soon as I'm allowed to say something, but excited to start working on a new project and a whole bunch of new things here this month on 10Cast. My thanks again to Bethany for coming in. Thanks to the folks who make this show possible, like Porter's Supply Company, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, YDOT, Elevate Rehab, our friends at Rendezvous Dental, and the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. We'll see you next time for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.